This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Grammy Award-winning rapper Cardi B pleaded not guilty to felony assault charges relating to a crazy brawl at a New York City strip club last year. The 26-year-old performer from the Bronx borough of New York City entered the plea in an appearance at New York Supreme Court in the borough of Queens. Not guilty, sir, honor, said Cardi B, and it was not followed by a brrr. Wow, it's already been 10 years since Michael Jackson passed away at the age of 50. At the time of his death, he'd been prepping for his comeback concert residency, This Is It, at London's O2 Arena. Despite all the controversy surrounding him in life and death, the Thriller album has sold 66 million copies worldwide, number one of all time. Still the king of diddling, pop. When you have a private jet, it means you've made it, right? Take Drake, for example. He was given a Boeing 767 airplane by Canada-based airline Cargojet. The plane, which has been nicknamed Air Drake and customized with the rapper's OVO owl, retails for $200 million. The company did it because of the publicity attached to Drake's name. From Degrassi High to Sky High. Is the Breaking Bad movie closer to release than fans might think? Emmy winners Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul have skyrocketed the buzz, taking to Twitter and posting the same photo of two donkeys with the caption, "Soon." Breaking Bad writer and Better Call Saul showrunner Peter Gould also posted, "Looking forward to this." Now that's good bad news. Lena Headey will follow her role on Game of Thrones as a member of the voice cast of Netflix's The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance. The film, a prequel to Jim Henson's 1982 film, also stars Awkwafina, Sigourney Weaver, and Muppets vet Dave Goles, who also worked on the original film. It debuts August 30th. And sorry, no medieval nudity. Madonna landed her ninth number one album on the Billboard 200 chart as Madam X enters on top. The album launched with 95,000 album units earned in the U.S., 90,000 of which were album sales. The Billboard 200 chart ranks the most popular albums of the week in the U.S. based on multi-metric consumption as measured in equivalent album units. Madonna's still cool. Kinda. Travis Scott wants to be part of your complete breakfast, but his artistic flair comes with a hefty price. Scott brokered a deal between his Cactus Jack imprint and food giant General Mills to redesign a limited number of Reese's Puffs cereal boxes. On them, he's holding a large spoon in a massive bowl of Reese's Puffs with lightning bolts, hand-drawn stars, and cactuses. Only $50. Newlyweds Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger soaked up the sun on a tropical Hawaiian honeymoon after tying the knot. The Guardians of the Galaxy star and the Rock What You've Got author, 29, were spotted lounging by a pool, swimming with goggles on, and eating French fries. Pratt also turned the big 4-0 while they were away. Sorry, Chris, but it's all downhill from here. Orange Is the New Black star Laverne Cox has broken up with boyfriend Kyle Draper. The actress said, quote, "After much soul-searching and tears from both of us, we've decided it's time for us to go our separate ways. We decided we should make a public statement since our relationship was public in ways neither of us anticipated," unquote. Well, I guess that means no more Cox for Kyle. There will be a sixth season of Power because executive producer and star 50 Cent changed his mind. He'd announced the fifth season was going to be the last, but that's all changed now. 15-episode season 6 will feature 50 Cent's directorial debut and will also see the return of Emmy Award-winning director Anthony Hemingway, who directed the show's first two episodes. Cool! Bill Cosby's wife, Camille, and their children haven't visited him in prison, where he's been since September. But they're not shunning him. The disgraced comic simply doesn't want his family to see him as a prisoner. He feels that when he left home, he left as Bill Cosby, not as NN7687, the number the prison gave him. Aww, that story gives me heartburn. Roseanne Barr is hitting the road with her friend and fellow comedian Andrew Dice Clay. Speaking about their upcoming tour, Clay said that the Mr. and Mrs. America tour was inspired by the national obsession with political discourse and the alleged policing of comedians' language. She's a comic because she's wacky, Dice Clay said. Oh boy, be prepared, folks. The four stars of Netflix critical breakout On My Block are in the midst of a fierce contract renegotiation. The comedy's four central stars, Sierra Capri, Jason Genao, Brett Gray, and Diego Tinoco, are seeking salary raises that would take them from the $20,000 per episode fee they earned for the first two seasons to big bumps. No, not those kind of bumps. Pamela Anderson, best known for Baywatch and that infamous Pam and Tommy Lee sex tape, has dumped boyfriend Adil Rami and has taken to social media with accusations that the French soccer player has cheated on her. Yep, the actress posted a photo of the couple smiling together, but also called the 33-year-old athlete a monster. Can you say public shaming? The trash bin. Mama June Shannon's family is growing increasingly concerned about the reality TV star's romance with Gino Doak. The couple's relationship has evidently escalated to a point that her loved ones fear it has turned dangerous. Sources say that Gino has June locked in a mental prison and is keeping her there using manipulation and mind games. Looks like June made another boo-boo.
The news wrap-up.
Your iPhone will soon be able to identify dogs and cats thanks to Apple's new detector. Woodstock 50 has applied for a new site with a smaller capacity. Harry Potter: Wizards Unite is off to a slower start than Pokemon Go. Spotify has determined that it overpaid publishers in 2018 and has requested a refund. You know that super small check you get from Spotify for royalties? You might have to send it back.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Toy Story 4 is tops of the box office for a second week.
The number one album.
Help a Stranger by Lil Nas X is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Yep, it's still Minecraft.
The number one book.
Educated by Tara Westover is the best-selling nonfiction book.
They're back, just in time for another summer. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello previously worked together on their 2015 hit I Know What You Did Last Summer, which appeared on Mendes' album Handwritten. The singers each tweeted different short clips from their new music video. In Camila's clip, she plays a waitress who notices Sean in a diner, then meets him later on her way out of work. Mendez's clip shows him hooking up with Cabello in the same diner and about to kiss her. What you won't see in either version is Mendez accidentally dropping Cabello when he tried to pick her up. Oops, Camila is okay though. Here's klutzy Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Senorita.
I love it when you call me Senorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need ya, but every touch is ooh la la la, it's true la la la. Ooh, I should be running.
That was Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Senorita. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.